When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Poodle, is someone at the door at Southern Charm?
Michael, it's time for my medicine.
Come and listen to a podcast hosted by some queens.
Talking about folks living way above their means.
They all live in Charleston where the booze is always flowing.
And we know too much about them all because of Andy Cohen.
Bravo, that is.
Southern Charm.
Sweet tea.
Well, Cameron is the sweetest,
and Austin is a tool.
Shep can be a jerk,
but Chelsea's really cool.
Craig is playing lawyer.
Eliza's playing games. There's a lot of other blonde girls.
We forget their names.
Madison?
Heather Lynn?
Skimbleshanks?
It's Sweet Tea, the unauthorized Southern Charm podcast.
This is episode 2. I just want to catch you up on what we were just talking about because I thought it was funny. Not really. I think it's just real.
This is Southern Charm.
Y'all, I haven't really had sex with anybody since quarantine. And this one just said, you need to get it done. I'm giving you permission
to get it done. Because I've usually been having sex, but now I'm in Houston away from my boyfriend. So it's basically been like a month, and I'm like, oh, I felt like a little bit of your pain right now. And I'm like,
sweet.
I give you permission to have a dick in your butt. And then Poodle went on to say,
I said that I've been kind of like talking in missives with a certain beau we've been both isolating. I've been nervous about it, but we've been talking and been kind of keeping in touch. Excuse me.
You said you were writing correspondence.
Yes, we were corresponding with one another. And I said, what if that was a Civil War letter? And it's like, provide me some Civil War music. I don't know if this won't work because you know what?
Oh my gosh. I totally.
You're going to take me
off.
Oh
wait, no. I have Revolutionary War music on my phone. I'm not going to play that and it not be Civil War because they're not the same thing.
Dear Michael, I received your last dick pic. That must be so hard to take that picture at that angle at the front line.
And you've got to freeze for a long time.
I will miss you on these long, cold nights. And remember you Dutch door and me till dawn. Till then, we meet again. I will taste your semen in my mouth, and I wish you God's grace. Always yours, Poodle. That is a hookup message.
Always yours, Poodle Boudreaux.
This is really sad because I'm super compelled by any type of war letters. They break my heart. I've been obsessed with them for years.
I don't know if you did. You know, I did, and I think I still have that paper. And maybe I can show you where the original ones. I did in history class.
Well, that felt good.
They made me do Texas history or some shit like that, and I was pissed about it because you have to do Texas history.
I don't care about Texas letters.
Yeah, you have to do Texas history when you go to school in Texas, if you go to a college even. It's fucking stupid. Anyway, but I found like some gay correspondence between Civil War soldiers, and that's what I wrote my paper about.
Wow.
It was really – I kind of jacked off to it a couple of times.
I don't want to hear no gay letters from soldiers.
I don't know why no one has made a gay movie of the North and the South. I'm telling you, that is fucking Spider-Man and what's his name? Timothy Chalamet's next movie where they both win an Oscar.
I'm confused.
Timothy Chalamet's fighting for the North, Tom Holland's fighting for the South.
And they get together in a barn.
They're gay fighters, and they get together in the war.
I have a feeling that may be slightly insensitive, but who knows?
The people love
you know, I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it happened. Y'all, gay people have been around for a while.
I mean,
we could do one of them. There were gay cavemen.
There were gay cavemen. We could do one about a black soldier from the South who was fighting to get his freedom.
Okay, and then when they won,
they put him back into slavery.
We're not into making your
porn.
And this is a weird area.
What the fuck just happened? Y'all, I've had a day as well.
It's been a week, y'all.
It's been a week.
Okay.
I blocked my mother and her boyfriend from my Facebook. That's where I am today. While I'm also begging my father not to try to leave the hospital because I don't want him to die of not eating.
Anyone's problems out there are not important.
You know, but I'm just being real. Yeah. But I'm drinking. Y'all, Kate Hudson does not make good movies. She does not. But she makes great athletic wear because women fucking love Fabletics. I think I have a pair of their shorts, and they're not expensive and they're good.
I'm sure it's making money for her.
She also makes her own brand of vodka called King Street Vodka, and that shit is delicious.
I'm sure she's very involved with
I'm drinking
vodka.
It now. I got it from a store in Houston called Specs. There was I went in there and there was all the workers.
You're already drunk.
No, all the workers were sassy black women, or like literally they had a bunch of like trans black men. I was like, look at this store in Houston. This one guy had like vampire eyebrows, and he said, I can help you, baby. Come on, step through. And I said, okay.
I love being called baby at a store.
Oh, yeah.
And I check her.
And then there was a really big woman with huge milking boobs. Just, you know, like you just want to hug them up and just rub, just like.
I think we're off and running. I'm going to have to stop you.
No, but she calls everybody love. You know, when you go to like to a satellite, they're like, hey, love.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? Let's talk about Southern Charm.
I was going to talk about Southern Charm.
You know what? I missed you. This is the joy that comes in my week, is being with you and talking to those dick pigs.
I'm glad to be here with you, too.
Good.
So this episode is called Charleston Wine and Food Festival. And, you know, you all, every kind of major city or like somewhat medium-sized city has a food and wine festival.
I've never been to one. I'd like to go. LA food and wine's supposed to be great.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's.
That'd be fun. You just go eat food and just drink booze.
Well, yeah, a lot of people pay for something, and it's just to kind of get your name out of the community. It's a big deal, though. You'd be surprised what kind of customers you can get.
We should do a podcast at one.
Not until someone pays us.
Well, what if they pay you in liquor?
You know, not even that. Sorry.
She passed the point, y'all.
Yeah. Because I used to do things just if they said, people could get me to do things and they would say, I'll pay for your drinks all night. And I'm like, sure. Now, not even that.
Wow.
I know. 40. What's happened? 40. That's 40. It's true.
It is 40.
So we are still reeling after the theme party that was the dumb and dumber party.
You know, we went back to this party. We're finishing up this party. And I don't know how, but the party got sadder.
Yeah, because there was no food. As Pat says, I skipped lunch for this, and Whitney, I need to go home.
Yeah, she did skip. Yeah, and so she left.
This was not Pat's scene.
It was not her scene. It looked like someone's Airbnb that they rented out.
I thought it was like a WeWork space. Yeah, what I thought it was.
The lighting was not good. But anyway, so
little like high top tables everywhere. And there was like not really a dance floor.
No.
Also not really a bandstand that the band was on. Mm-mm. Yeah, it was problematic.
They're talking about shit. And then, y'all, everything. You know how like when Harry Potter sees a Dementor and the walls kind of come in. He's not able to breathe. It's like he's a horse with blinders.
Yeah.
And they're running a race. And that race is called Lamar.
I knew you were gonna go off on Lamar.
Oh, y'all.
Exactly your type. He is exactly.
I almost had to get Secret out for this one. Because
no, that's Carl's wife's dildo.
That's her dildo. I know.
Or someone is that her vagina?
She calls her vagina Secret. Yeah. We don't know what she calls her dildo yet. There's been a lot of threads, by the way, in our sissy squad of just what Carl's wife is like, and some on Twitter. They have been.
People are really into this.
People are really creative. Really, I have to say.
We need to pay someone as a Carl's wife impersonator. Just to show up.
Rockabilly Goddess Auntie says, Carl and Carl's wife never had kids. Shooter is their fur baby.
That's true.
Carl's wife loves cold cash, Hobby Lobby fabric sales, and French vanilla creamer in her coffee. Because that's classy.
That is accurate.
And then she says, this is what got me. And I'm like, this is where I was like, Carl's wife has been seen. She has swollen looking ankles, but the doctor says it's nothing to worry about.
did say on the last show that she does sometimes she uses a wheelchair because she's tired. Not because
at home.
Not because she really needs one.
She's just tired.
The doctor actually does not prescribe it. That's she just
walks
what
with her
thing-
feet. And rolls it like a homeless person who found one. That's Carl's wife.
It's her gout.
It's her gout. Oh, she has gout for sure. Anyway, y'all. Oh, God. Anyway, Leva.
I think Leva
shows up with Lamar.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's a smoke show.
Now, we had a sissy that came for us, and a lot of this was private information, so I'm not going to tell all of it.
No, don't. I'd be very careful.
She does say, Leva kind of talks about it.
Leva.
But the sissy, Leva really but the sissy really talked about it. They are a big deal. Y'all, they're rich as fuck. They own a lot. They're very, very, very successful.
Four different restaurants/bars. That's very successful in Charleston.
And apparently there was even saying like Lamar, like kind of this stuff with JD getting called out and all that kind of stuff is that Leva and Lamar kind of like called him out on that. Apparently a little bit of tea on that with, you know,
JD.
Oh, I'm so glad we don't ever have to see Foghorn Leghorn ever again. Leva goes straight for Catherine because Craig has basically told her, God, I hate talking about stupid gossip. So Craig told her that blah, 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 but we have to. So Craig told Leva that, that Catherine told him that,
told him.
I know. That's why it's so stupid.
Anyway,
so Catherine basically was spreading rumors that that Cam's husband Jason was having an affair, and Craig said absolutely not. He's the nicest guy. He would never do that. He's the last guy to do that. And Lev is like, Cam's my girl. I'm gonna come after her.
You
and
know
she
what?
Kinda did.
She kinda and, did. They were both wearing so much makeup.
I'm gonna say something.
It and was so much makeup.
We've talked. Leva was wearing too much, and the dress was was kind of prom-ish, and I didn't like it.
I like the dress okay, but it was a little too much makeup. Just too much foundation.
Catherine's taste this season. We've only seen her in two episodes, but at least four outfits because that's how Catherine rolls.
It's not our friend Liz Asti, who was on our show, guested on our show last season and probably will guest on an episode this season, was not a fan.
She has not been wearing things from Gwen's. It feels like cosplay. It feels
yes, like at the nail salon. It's totally cosplay.
It feels like
it is anime inspired. That's her makeup too. She wears this like kind of like Shu Uemura, but like Anna Sui type of
really heavy. Yeah,
it's on our cheek brows, but it's kind of this frosted pink color.
And if we're making this sound
favors.
And if we're making this sound inviting and cool, let me disabuse you of that. It is not.
It is not.
It's not good this season. Everything is just about 20 degrees off of normal. We're going to talk about what she wears to the to something where she looked like where I wrote back a slutty costume of strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, that's
we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
But anyway, Catherine's back to being the villain.
I mean, kind of back to being the villain. Yeah, kind of back to being the villain. You know, Leva really, that bitch does not play games.
No, and she kind of comes for her and saying, they're a beautiful family. We're going to be fine if you keep her name out of your mouth.
She kind of had a conversation like I've seen Poodle, where Poodle says, let me talk to you. And then he just basically tells them how it is and doesn't really let them talk.
Yeah, that's kind of the better way to do things.
And Catherine's just kind of like, But Catherine does says, well, you know, I had a family that I thought was beautiful. And she stepped on all that.
Wow. So that, I feel like this is being instigated by producers.
I think so too, because they showed the past episodes of when Cam said stuff about Catherine, which really wasn't that much.
That's several seasons back.
It's several seasons back. It's also, it's not that bad of things to say.
No.
Cameron would have said it in her face, but it was more just like, she never, I have to give it to Cameron. Now, I do think Cameron, I don't know, I feel like my instinct tells me, I think Cameron's really fake. I think Cameron, who she is on the show, is way different than who she is in real life. Y'all can come for me for that. But that's what
I think you're right slightly on that. I don't think she's super fake. I think she's as fake as any of the other girls on that show.
I think she's kind of, I do think her husband probably cheated on her with somebody. I don't know if it was this girl, apparently.
But I don't know.
I think something was going on. But
you know what?
Here and there, she's not on the show, so we're not going to talk about
it. She's not on the fucking show this season, so why do we even have to talk about her?
Agreed, but
so annoying.
The things she said about Catherine were all true and were things like she's into drama. It wasn't anything horrible like she's a bitch and she's...
No, and she wasn't spreading...
Y'all, don't call... Worst. Do not call someone a... If Poodle hears that he's...
sucked cock poorly...
You know
if
what?
If I heard that rumor, I would find who did it and destroy them.
He would send a letter.
Dear Madison St. Croix, I have heard from several people that you said my level of cocksucking was not up to par. I would prefer you meet me behind Master's Grocery to have a duel. At 6 p.m. My darling, this is something I cannot ignore. Cordially yours, Poodle Boudreaux. I really should do a whole thing of Civil War letters.
Slutty Civil War letter.
Just to show you how meta I am, I'm using two fingers on my pad and I am writing.
I am writing, y'all.
Hear that? I am writing on this pad.
He is in this character. I think we discovered a new Poodle Boudreaux's grandma.
Letters from Boudreaux.
Poodle Boudreaux Remington.
Dear Elizabeth Monroe Esquire. There's something about a letter when people are reading it. It's like an elevated sense of speech that I can't get enough of.
When is the last time you wrote a letter? Boy.
Oh, I love it. I love to get letters. My mom still sends legal pad letters, unfortunately. But my mom still sends out cards. I think we should get back into that. I think that was one of the things that I said when the pandemic started. I'm like, if you guys are looking at something, send letters to people or send cards. Because that... people, when someone sends me a card, I keep all of them. I keep all of them in a drawer.
Have you done that? Have you sent cards?
Let's go on with back to the party. And so, so Leva basically gives Catherine an old tomato as friends.
We will have a problem. And if we fix this in the bud, we won't. Instead, it's done.
And so Peter and Madison, who was Shep's friend Peter, and we heard about this last season or last episode. Peter's hot, y'all.
Peter, I don't know why no one has sent his Instagram to us, and y'all, sissies, I'm disappointed.
I'm annoyed.
I'm disappointed.
So Austin doesn't know anything about Peter, and basically that Madison had slept with Peter, I assume before he was married, but you know what, if he was. And his wife Liz at the time, or maybe his girlfriend
was before he was married. Y'all, look, I'm just gonna tell you now.
Straight. I was gonna say this is a segment that we talk to all the time. Straight people be crazy.
Straight people be crazy. Poodle, what if you were upset about all the other gay guys that a guy you were dating slept with?
That's all in a day. You know what? They're my friends too.
Yeah, I mean,
and if they say, so I fucked Danforth before you did. I'm like, how long ago? They're like, oh, like last month. I'm like, girl, if you would have said 3 days ago, I would have been mad, but like a month is fine. That's like 4 years in gay in straight terms.
We basically slept together. Who needs condoms? Come on, Brad, give it.
I slept with you by proxy.
Exactly. So
I found this whole thing just exhausting. And it was very much like taking a glove and like slapping like Peter's face.
Yeah, you know what it is? And I'll tell y'all why I have a bigger problem with this is because it is shaming women for being sexually
free. It's shaming
free.
Women. And Madison is very sexual.
Yep.
And I want to point out that is not the reason I dislike her or distrust her. I find that she is completely motivated by her own success. And when she gets that, she will dump Austin like a hot potato.
Madison reminds me of you. That is what you would be on a reality show.
I know. We can smell our own.
It's true. I still don't dislike her because I think she makes no qualms with, again, like someone like we talked about Cam. And I even think a little bit of
no, she said she loves Austin. She's into Austin.
She said she loves him. I don't know. But so Madison calls over Shep and she's like, Shep, where are the shots? He's like, well, I can't do shots here at the party. And then basically, so Madison, because Shep was over there talking to Taylor and Taylor was kind of schooling him like, what the fuck's going on? Taylor's his girlfriend.
And Madison really does think Shep did this on purpose.
Of course, wouldn't you? I would.
But.
Think about Shep invited the women your boyfriend had a threesome with.
No, listen. He's like, yes, he did do that. But he's like, that's their friend. That's what he said.
I mean, that's, I guess, fair.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
I can't, you know what? If you're
Charleston, how many people do they have to sleep with?
Well, that's the thing. There's not. But here's the thing. If you're going to be sex positive, don't apologize for it.
That's true. Hey, Siri, what's the population of Charleston, South Carolina?
As of 2019, the population of Charleston was 137,566.
There's plenty of guys to fuck.
You would go through that in 6 months, me a year. Mm-hmm.
But their circle is probably only about 200 people.
Exactly. Yeah. So y'all, it's gonna happen. That's why Southern people date their cousins. They run out of options. That's it, y'all.
So anyway,
well, Cletus, I fucked everybody in the town. Well, I guess it's my turn, Joe Dawn. I'll bend over. Okay, you won't be my husband? Sure.
So basically, Austin, you guys said, did you fuck Peter to Madison? Which is completely out of bounds. And he gets you're my pussy. How dare you fuck someone before you meet me?
And before that, Madison called out Shep and was like, you were shit talking about us. And he was like, no. And Madison's like, look, you're getting in my business again. And Shep's like, no. He does that whole Shep thing of, let's not worry about it and have fun.
Yeah. I'm going to just be honest. I'm team Shep here. It's because I'm just so not team Madison.
I'm not. I think Shep is still doing a little bit of it. Shep's trying to be better, but Shep does that. He does that whole like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just a poor, uneducated caveman. I didn't know any better.
That's not true, because later in the episode, we're going to talk about it. He actually apologizes to her.
He did, but I'm saying at the party, he was a little bit like, oh. But I do agree with you. Peter is their friend. Yeah. So,
and so it was kind of like,
you know who really had the biggest problem? It's Peter's wife. Get the fuck over it. You married him.
Well, the thing about it is, Madison, like Catherine, doesn't have a lot of girlfriends.
No.
Because she is the alpha in her group, and she's the one that a lot of the guys want to bang.
It's like Miss Pat, y'all. How many women friends of her age does Miss Pat have?
Almost zero.
That redhead who always wear. Oh my God! Oh, I just realized
Republican.
You're gonna be Miss Pat, and I'm gonna be that redheaded woman
who wears hats,
and and just viciously dyed red hair. That's the only way.
Name? Oh, it's something ridiculous.
So Austin's like freaking out, like, you're my pussy, you're my pussy.
Yeah, you're my pussy.
Madison's like, I just want to leave. And suddenly we hear, Madison,
where are you going, Madison? Madison!
I will say, Catherine did show up in some kind of large quarter size sequin thing that Shep was later wearing. Again, very questionable.
Very questionable
for her.
Shep gives this like stupid speech. Oh, thanks for coming. I love Taylor. Y'all are what make Charleston so great. I don't know. Shep is just maybe after season.
I'm only team Shep in this occasion, by the way.
I don't dislike him. I just don't.
I don't
know what it is yet. There's I don't trust him.
It's so funny because I'm much more skeptical of Madison's motives than Shep's, because Shep doesn't need to earn money. Shep has all the money he needs.
I know, but there's...
But for me, Madison is clawing for a place in the sun.
I still think Shep wants to fuck Madison.
At one point, Well, I mean, I'm sure he still...
He tried before. I still think that's the root of all this. I think there's this root of Shep is not told no.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, y'all, we've talked about Catherine. We've talked about... Then John Pringle comes in.
Here comes a Pringle. Show me that dingle. We want to suck your dick, John Pringle.
That's his jingle. People sing it wherever he arrives.
John Pringle, follow us on the Instagram. Come at us.
I have to be honest. I know people are like, oh, here's John Pringle. Everyone's new heartthrob. I'm in the club. I would beg for it.
I mean, sometimes he looks like he smells like hay, but other than that...
That's hot. Oh, did I just give myself away from where I came from? I think it's funny that he's a fucking day trader on the fucking stock market, trading crude oil.
Okay. Crude. I mean, that goes with our theme song.
I know. Now, I don't love that part about him, but there is something about him that I would beg for it.
Oh, yes.
And there is the other thing about him is there is an immense sense of coolness because he has so much privilege and he knows it. But he won't let you know he knows it.
No, and that's why I moved back, y'all. That's mm-hmm. why I moved back, because he was in San Diego where no one knew he was cool. Shit about his Southern yep. aristocracy, and he was like,
"Yeah."
Which, now I don't blame you. If I was eighth generation Charleston, I don't know if I'd move either, because you're going to have to work much harder.
And for those who don't know Charleston, to have a house on the Battery, which is the kind of the like right on the edge and the kind of the bay there, that is only for the oldest families, AKA the wealthiest families in Charleston. So, and when people bring up their grand uncle and their great, 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 great grandfather, you can just hear ching, 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 ching.
I mean, when he said eighth generation, whoa.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, it's a part of my, especially my dad's family, to go back as far as they can. And we know when someone left England, but my dad's mother's family, we know when someone, we know what date it was. It was like 1656 to come to there. They didn't come on the Mayflower. Let's just say that. But they came through Virginia, and it's very important to know. And people laugh at this, but it's very important to know where you come from in the South, especially South Carolina, especially Charleston. Very important. I don't know why. How long your parents been in Oklahoma?
Too long. Too long.
I don't know if I'd claim ever be in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Later, Madison and Austin are they are at his house and they're in their clothes in their bed. I find it really disturbing.
Is this what we're doing, sleeping in our clothes now? You know what?
It feels so staged.
It really bothers me. And y'all ponder that thought real quick of, do you have a problem with sleeping in your clothes? And we'll answer that right after this commercial break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. Wow. Yeah, we're back.
We should sing that for Cabaret.
No. So it's the morning after.
There's going to be a morning after.
Boy, I just dated myself.
Yeah, I don't. Too young for that song. Don't remember it.
But you're not too young for Barbara Mandrell. Yeah. And or most anything 45 years old. So Taylor is waking up Shep and Craig, the dog, not the normal Craig.
It's really confusing. Every time he says Craig, I think he's there.
And I will say, I think Taylor is a good example or a kind of good rubbing off on Shep. He says, Taylor makes me better, not changing me. He makes his make sure to say that because he has to make sure he's in charge.
It's true.
But fine-tuning me.
They are, as we teased in the break, they are wearing this. He's wearing the same clothes he went to the party in, as are Austin and Madison later that we talk about. It's disturbing. I don't understand it.
Austin and Madison, and Austin can't get over the Peter thing, by the way. They're still in the same clothes. And Madison says, and this is what gets a little weird. If you've been watching The Vow, like the Keith Raniere thing, this is how people get you to be culty and stuff like that. And not culty, but like manipulate you. She's like,
oh, I thought you meant culty, like in culty. Yeah.
Sorry, that's my door slamming because of the wind. Or oh. It's the ghost in my house. I need to get back to Teresa Caputo.
Ooh, that's a tease. Ooh, we're going to have an interview, y'all.
We're going to have an interview with Long Island Medium and our new fun girls. Okay. So. She says, you know, Austin, people are going to continue to, like, try to sabotage this relationship. That's how good we are. That freaks me out, y'all. It's things like that that makes her seem very insidious to me.
Where do you think that comes from?
It comes from her always trying to be a victim.
Mm.
And she's trying to take that on. But she's using that as a badge of honor. And she's using that as, it's just Team Madison and Austin all the way. We're like Bonnie and Clyde. We're against everybody.
That's why I asked it. It's always interesting to me where I could understand if maybe like, you know, in the movie Loving, if you're like the first interracial couple or a gay couple.
They're
like,
not.
Or even with my partner and I, if we were like, babe, the world's against us. But we've never said that. These are two straight white people. The world's not against you.
That's the thing. I feel like she's
I don't know where it comes from.
Fucking gaslighting him. And because, number one, she wants to be on the show. The only way she's going to be on the show is if she's with Austin.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why I told you before, I have no respect for her. And I don't really enjoy her.
I do. I have a lot of respect for her because I think she's a hard worker. And I think that she is her own person. Now, that said, and we're going to talk about this later, I think she needs therapy. And I think she's got some anger issues.
Yeah.
But I think there's a little bit, and I'm not saying you're getting triggered, but I think a lot of people get triggered by Madison because she acts like a man in the South. She acts like a man than a woman.
I totally understand that.
I'm not saying you're more evolved than that. Totally, you're not triggered by that.
I'm just saying she's manipulative as fuck, and that's what triggers me. She's manipulative towards Austin, and that's not what I like. Not even that I don't give a shit about fucking like tongue too big for his mouth. Fucking Fred from Scooby-Doo.
My tongue is just hanging out of my mouth.
I hate that fucker. I'm saying I would fuck him. It makes me sad to see an animal in pain. So he's bummed by that, but she says things like, this is how strong we are. It's very like Manson family-ish. It bothers me.
It was it was very lines you hear in a movie of like two teenagers who are
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes. And I'm like, y'all aren't teenagers. Y'all are adults in your mid 30s or old, late 29. Like, you have a child. Like, this is not where you are in this life.
So the next thing is Catherine's at the nail salon with Danny, and she walks in as cosplay Strawberry Shortcake. It's this weird high-waisted thing. It needs to go in the dumpster immediately.
Look.
Hideous.
I am all about being extra. Y'all.
This is more than extra.
He's not there yet because he's not famous. But when he's actually famous, Poodle will wear just caftans and slippers everywhere.
They need to make me look good.
So. But, I mean, I'm telling you, he will.
But they won't be. This is trying too hard, though. I won't be wearing things that are trying too hard.
That's true. Now, it won't be sporty like Joshua Proctor wore in the Sissy Squad with his little shirt. Boy, that's it.
When did everyone get these nightshirts but me?
I got one of these long nightshirts like Scrooge McDuck. I got one because my dad asked for one, and I forgot he used to wear them as a kid, and he asked for one. I said, well, I'll order myself one, too. Y'all, and then Joshua Proctor got one. And if you're not in the Sissy Squad, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But there's a video of him dancing. And y'all, it looks like Jennifer Lopez was called in for Anaconda, the sequel.
Was she in that movie?
And she was in the first one, I heard. I never saw it because it was about a snake. Know. But Anaconda 2 is a snake I could get behind, literally.
My anaconda don't want none.
But anyway, the whole point of that is, I don't know. I just wanted to talk about his dick.
Okay, there we are. I was wondering. I was going to let that play out. So anyway, they're talking about John Pringle and how Catherine made out with him a little bit and there was tongue.
She said like, they were necking.
He's legit recently divorced. And so, well, she's not really recently divorced, but she is living with her ex-husband.
And she admitted
that under problematic.
And she admitted a month ago they hooked up.
Yeah, y'all, she's turned back into a mess. Catherine has turned back into like a season 2, season 3 mess.
Not season 1, but season 2. And y'all, here's the deal.
She admits she drinks now. And I'm not judging her on that, but in the past, she's hidden it.
Now, y'all see, she says she went to rehab for weed. Y'all, she didn't go to rehab for weed. She went to rehab for coke. Come on. Everybody knows it was probably coke, allegedly. Don't come after me, Catherine. I don't know your life.
But, I mean, I've never known anyone who went to rehab for weed. But yeah.
Do you know anyone who acts as violent as Catherine on weed?
No, that is true.
Exactly. Like, no one goes, no one for weed. So, to me, I think it was really for drinking. I think drinking is Catherine's problem. And I think that I agree with you. I think we're going to have crazy Catherine again. And I think that the thing is, too, when Catherine is feeling like that addict, like frenzy, mm-hmm. She's I'll probably only feel super excited when she's around. Like, she won't do well with John Pringle because John Pringle he's too fucking solid.
Yeah,
I'm sure he parties and has fun, but he's too kind of legit. She's gonna do better with a Tom, with a T-Rav.
Yeah, who is kind of like,
because he's a drug addict. He's a total drug addict.
Oh yeah, she needs people who are more damaged than she is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she needs to feel. Yeah, I totally agree.
So they talk about how Danny and her love Danny. She's not really Danny's like the Cameron now. She's just kind of like in for like
Danny got her teeth fixed.
I think Danny, some people are like, she looks different. I'm like, yeah, she looks great. I think she got a little bit Botox and a little bit of teeth fixed.
She got tons and tons of veneers. And she got lots of veneers. She got some filler.
I think she looks great.
Yeah.
I think she's really great.
The most recognizable for me. Like, hey, she really did get her teeth fixed.
I would get veneers if I needed them. Y'all do yours.
Do you?
We're both lucky that we have good teeth.
I agree.
A lot of people don't.
I wish that people would do them slowly. But I agree. Southern Charm hasn't been on the air for that long.
What do you mean slowly?
In other words, a little bit at a time. Like Sean from Love After Lockup did his bottom teeth, not his top teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all, we're going to watch Love After Lockup after this. And just say that I'm excited.
I know.
I really. Apparently, Chevelle catches Quaylon in a lie.
And we get to see more of Lindsay and Scott.
And meet Lindsay's lesbian lover.
I told you I wanted to be with a girl, Scott.
I'm Scott, and I can't talk quick on my lips a little bit.
I just wrote it in a quote about a book. It's fine. It was just in a book I wrote about having sex with a woman and having her vagina in my mouth.
But I have my shit together. I'm on a really shitty house for you with some holes in it. You should love me.
Anyway, let me bring your daughter and manipulate there. You. That is on our Patreon for Love After Lockup.
It is.
So,
are we at the lunch with Craig and Whitney and Austin?
We are. Craig, y'all. Whitney, and Austin's lunch. The Mensa meeting. the meeting of the minds.
You know,
actually, Whitney is pretty intelligent.
Is intelligent, but at the same time, Whitney is actually the most, he's the least confident person on the show.
I agree. And I also feel like he's the smartest person on the show because he's a producer and he's getting a cut and no one else is.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Why do you think Whitney is the least confident person?
He's got a little penis.
That's it. Thank you.
Sorry to say it, y'all. It's, you know what? It's not even that small. It's maybe 4.5 inches. You know what the best thing is? It does get really hard, and he works hard when he's fucking.
Y'all, aristocratic people have small dicks because they've inbred it out. They're all. I mean, a French descendant of Napoleon. Come at us if you're a French descendant of Napoleon, but they're gonna have a really small dick.
Mm. The only reason that Prince Harry has a huge dong is because, and William to an extent, is because they married a commoner.
Yes.
His father married a commoner. It's the only thing that saved them. Otherwise, they'd be all hook-nosed and weird like Prince Charles.
Boy, that is true. They have weird noses.
Yep. That's what happens when you fuck the same, when your gene pool goes just straight up.
Wow.
Yep. Like a pine tree. Just like a Christmas tree. From one source. So basically we're having this like genius lunch, and we basically hear that Craig is wearing Austin's clothes, his polos.
Yep.
And Craig is like, I be such a hella good boyfriend.
And you know,
And it's, yeah, it starts to feel a little like single white female a little bit when he's like, I would be a good boyfriend. Why aren't you home as much? I made dinner.
And it's funny, y'all. We have an exclusive behind the scenes Southern Charm clip. It was not shown on Bravo because Andy Cohen was coked out of his mind and didn't see this, so he didn't approve it. This is a clip of
Cokehead, y'all. Andy Cohen's a cokehead.
But his hair looks good. Allegedly. Long, and I'll give it to him. I would still, there's something attractive. I would still fuck him. He would for sure give me HPV. Even though I have it already, he would give it to me again.
He was wearing the most ridiculous turtleneck.
It was ridiculous.
Anyway.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, this is an exclusive 90 Day Gays, or not 90 Gays, Sweet Tea, an exclusive Sweet Tea exclusive. Can I say more exclusively?
No.
So anyway, you're y'all, drunk. In this scene, this is a scene from this is a scene from Austin's home. Poodle will be playing the role of Austin. I'll be playing the role of Craig. And this is Sweet Tea Theater. That's all I can
do. I should have taken that high note at the end. Trying to do it better than me, so I appreciate
that. I had to raise my arms for that.
You ruined our equalizing, but that's okay.
Yeah, Squadcast just went, what the fuck?
Yeah, all right, exactly.
And scene.
What are you doing? There's all kinds of like laundry here. Why are you wearing my clothes?
I like your smell. I know you don't really think about that because you just washed Irish Spring, but it's so like natural. I have some organic chia seeds for breakfast. You want them?
I want you to like. Sorry, I'm trying to put my tongue back in my mouth. I want you to like not wear my clothes and not leave stuff around here. Okay. What?
Dude, why are you on my case? I'm just trying to do the best I can. I'm like living here. I'm cleaning up your stuff. Yeah, I'm not paying rent, but I'm like totally, I cleaned this corner. Okay, I left I made you eggs. You don't eat them. I don't feel like you're validating my.
Dude, you gotta stop sniffing my underwear.
But it smells like Teen Spirit.
That's still not an excuse. Hold on, let me put my tongue back in my mouth.
Why are your balls so big?
And scene.
Y'all, you can bet. One thing I can guarantee you, that we're going to have extra scenes here on Sweet Tea. You just hold on to that.
He's kind of into him. I was kind of
shocked.
Tell
me you weren't aroused, and I'll throw my drink in my computer screen, and it will come out of your computer and hit you in California.
I was into it.
Y'all, question, Poodle. How much would you pay for an OnlyFans of Austin and Craig just jacking off together side by side, lightly touching legs?
I wouldn't pay more than $5 for just light touching legs. It would need to go up with soft nipple tweaks. Then it would be like more $8. If there was nipple contact with the mouth, it would go up. If there was a little bit of body contact, we're talking at least $10. If there was actual blowing, that's a $20 charge. I don't really pay anything besides that. They're not going to fuck each other, unfortunately.
You are so cheap.
You know what? I don't like to pay for porn, just to be honest. Should be something that is free.
But
porn, like sex, should be free.
You and old men are the only people who still download porn. Everybody else knows they can just get it off of XTube or porn.
I like to own it. I like to have it in my possession.
Hello? Hello, the computer is full again. I can't check my HSN. I don't know what's happening. The Opera's not opening. It says disk. Disk full. Carl, why is it full, Carl?
Pictures of Shooter.
Shooter, go get your daddy and tell him to come in here, please.
Shooter needs to go out.
Oh, Carl, take Shooter out. I think he's got a poo-poo. Thank you.
I would go out, but it's rained in my wheelchair.
Y'all, Carl downloads so much porn.
Yeah, Carl has filled up his hard drive with internet porn.
For sure. He even puts on his thick glasses so he can see the screen while he watches.
So Leyva, let's move on to we see Leyva and Lamar. Is her child named really Little? Or they just don't want to say the name.
I think they don't want to say the name. Yeah. Leyva, I want to interview you, and I want to interview your husband, and I want to come to your house because your house is gorgeous. Your son is gorgeous.
He's a cute kid.
He's not even cute. That kid is fucking gorgeous.
Don't refer to children as gorgeous, but yeah.
I think that baby is so beautiful, and I think your husband needs to touch me.
There we are. And they talk about being a mixed-race couple in Charleston, which that I can imagine. I don't even think about that here just because you see it so much, but in Charleston, people would still give it a look. You know,
yeah,
that is true.
That's common, you know. I think for a lot of white people, maybe they don't realize that of where they live. But you know, I love living in LA. But my partner I've talked about is kind of like being gay, but then on top of it, like, where do we live? We're a mixed race, even like progressive cities. Like I've noticed when I've gone to Portland, it's very white. So like there's not. And I didn't mean that even from a heterosexual standpoint. I don't see mixed race couples in a progressive city, almost too progressive city like that.
It depends on how diverse the city is, though. Doesn't matter how progressive the city is.
Well, yes, that's true. But yes, true. Wrong choice of words. But I mean, you can attest. Like, I've always just assumed Charleston is basically very white with a lot of white people, and then kind of an undercurrent of black people who are there.
No, there's tons of black people in Charleston because of the aftermath of slavery.
Yeah, no, but that's what I was about to say. Yes.
They're a different class because that's where we are.
Mm.
Yeah.
So would Leyva be, as a South Carolinian, would Leyva be like I feel like people in Oklahoma wouldn't even know she was Indian. They would think she's Hispanic.
It's easier for her. And I'm not saying I'm not minimizing her experience as being part of a mixed race couple, but it's easier for her because she's not a white blonde woman. Because if she was a white blonde woman in Charleston dating a black man, she would get a lot more looks.
Well, she's already not in the club.
Exactly. She's already an outsider. Mm-hmm.
So like if Danny dated a black man, that would be a huge deal.
Yes.
Do you think it's a big deal now that we've talked about this, but this is the news. I think y'all know this, but y'all now, this isn't a spoiler because it's not talked about in this season.
Catherine's dating a
black man who is Ravenel with two L's, which means his family was owned by the Ravenels.
I'm sorry.
And she's dating a black man. I think it's
totally PR.
I think it's a total publicity stunt, and I think it's stupid. But she is dating a black man. But do you think people are – is Catherine in the club or no?
She's been forced out of the club because she has done too many things that are socially unacceptable. Now she's on the fringes, and she can only be – she can only be spoken of as being that wild Catherine.
Mm. But if someone to give an example, because I guess most
Eliza, like imagine Eliza Limehouse, not even Danny, from a family like that. If Eliza Limehouse would have married a black man, maybe her parents would have been okay. Her grandparents and other family friends, not so much.
Yeah, because you have to think about, somebody brought up on our Sissy Squad in the Facebook group, they said, and I forgot how much of the show, which again, Whitney, he's not listening. We just talked about your dick. But I have to say, I do think Whitney is a really good producer and good for him for taking a lot of stuff head on because, and Leyva and Lamar talk about this as far as about being raised in Charleston, but one of our sissies said, I don't think I can watch this show. They just made kind of a joke about how Lincoln was not their favorite president. Because basically, that was like in season two. It was at one of Thomas's dinner where they kind of insinuated that Lincoln wasn't their favorite president because he freed the slaves. That is what happened in this. But that is what happened in this show and was said publicly.
I would like to be scandalized by that. But growing up, I heard that. Growing up in South Carolina. So
really?
Yeah. So it's not that. Yeah, it's just because Lincoln in South Carolina, you guys. Lincoln is the one who did who completely ruined the state's economy. Which the economy was slavery. Yeah. Y'all, as disgusting as that is. But
if you don't think systematic racism is a thing, read a fucking book.
I would put it, do your work instead of reading fucking books.
Talk to black people. I'm not God, but this is Maddie.
Don't talk to black people. Don't make black people explain to you why systematic racism is a problem.
No, they shouldn't explain it.
Do your work.
Do your work. That's what I'm
saying. Thank you for agreeing me.
Anyway,
so Whitney.
They're still at lunch dinner. They're still at dinner. And they're eating dinner. They're eating fattening food like they always do. And I mean, really nothing happens at this. We're talking about Leyva and Lamar.
Yeah. No, I was talking about Whitney going to Pat's house. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're at that.
There was a scene with them, with Shep doing CrossFit, and it was just weird. Shep's got little bird arms. And Craig's, even though
Shep does have little bird arms.
And Craig is like, I lost a lot of my body and my mass. I still think he's good. Y'all, I would fucking beg for it with Craig. He had some Instagram pics. Of course, he was like a vampire with tattoos for Halloween, like True Blood, which every gay person did.
And the thing is, Craig isn't gay. He's just trolling us.
Well, he loves the thing about it. Craig loves to push boundaries. He does. And he loves to confound people in his own way.
Trying to find his vampire pics. I can't find them.
You can do it after.
Fine. Now, I wanted to say too that one thing I liked about Leyva, what she said, and I think this is important, is that people would stare at her and look at her in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar, her husband at the time, was kind of like, let's make this town. We have to be a part of it. And kudos to this, because honestly, y'all, I couldn't stay in Oklahoma and Texas. Poodle couldn't stay in South Carolina. I did not have it in me to change the culture. And when people want to stay and change the culture, when people do want to stay and change the culture, I just want to say, she had this idea of where do I fit in, and I appreciated that. I just wanted to say that.
I get that. It takes more than one person. But
it has to take one person to start.
Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of disagree that the people in your culture are the last ones to affect you. I think it's the mass media that we see. I think it's what we see in movies. I think it's what we see in television.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I 100% agree with that, actually. Mm-hmm. But if you're in your small town, you can't control the media. You can just kind of control your surroundings. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with that. I also want to say that Austin and Shep are shading how bad Craig is at working out. But to go off of your point of wanting to fuck Craig, did you see how swole his pec looks after he worked? Craig by far looked the hottest working out.
Y'all, he's so cute to me. He's always been that cute to me. I'd bang him seven ways till Thursday.
I think his dick tastes like white rain.
White rain?
Remember that body wash? White rain?
You're showing your age. There's just something about him, his little like crinkly eyes and like very crooked smile. Yeah. He's just charming. Charming in every way.
I bet he would still do coke off your dick.
Yeah, if I had an eight ball. If I go to Charleston, I'll make sure to pack an eight ball.
I am so worried about when we do live shows. I'm just worried about what's gonna happen. By the way,
I don't do drugs anymore. You don't do cocaine after 30. It is not a good drug.
It's not a good drug. Speaking of live shows, y'all, we just want to remind you that in the show notes of this podcast, be sure to check out. We're having a contest because, as many of you know, Discovery came for us. Discovery TV, not TLC and not Matt Sharp, but we have to change our name for 90 Day Gay. Literally, lawyers came from us. We have to change from 90 Day Gay. So how are we going to choose a new name? We're going to let you decide. So there's a Google Doc link that you can click on. And you can choose a name. All the rules and everything are in the show notes. You can submit your name by December 4th. And you can submit as many times as you want. I think we already have like something like we announced it yesterday. And we have over 100 names or something like that.
Wow. Suggested.
Yeah. So we
and
are.
Remember, this caveat to this is, yes, if you get it, we fly you to our first live show. We're going to give you two tickets. Primo tickets to our first live show.
And we'll pay for your airfare. Your friend, if they fly, they got to pay their own ticket.
No, do like what I do and meet someone in town and take
them. We'll pay for your airfare. And it's for anybody in the continental United States. Although I think we will make an exception from Toronto because it's pretty cheap.
No Hawaii, no Alaska.
Vancouver, you're fucked. Vancouver, you're fucked. Toronto, we'll pay for Toronto.
No, but no, if it's in LA, Vancouver's really close.
Okay, Vancouver or Toronto, but that's it.
You don't even know where Toronto is.
It's somewhere by Maine.
No, that's Vancouver. Toronto's much farther away near New York. Probably the closest city is New York City.
It's by Maine. It's on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's not really near by Maine, but that's okay.
It's over by King Edward Island where Anne of Green Gables is. I want to go there.
Is it Prince Edward Island?
Yes.
If someone was not here to correct your inaccuracies, someone would just say, "Is this just this Rube talking about things who's just pronouncing things wrong?"
Either that, or they would be really uninformed.
Anyway, so
they work out, and then Austin talks to Shep. This is very brief, but Austin basically says, "You made me look like a fool. You feel like you set me up." And Craig says, "I didn't mean to do that." And he does something. Shep says, "I didn't mean to do that." And Shep apologizes.
Which never has been done before.
And Craig is like, "I was shocked. Shep never apologizes." And I thought, wow, I really want some cheese sticks.
Yeah, it was something.
It was fine. So Austin invites him to the Food and Wine Festival, which is going to be finally.
Which acts like it's like a fucking like golden Willy Wonka ticket.
It's true. But before that, y'all, it's cocktail hour. It's cocktail
hour.
At Pat's house.
So Whitney is there and he's decanting some wine, of course. And John Pringle is coming over, our favorite sex symbol. And he's a vision in denim, all denim. And of course, people have a problem with it. And I will say, it's not necessarily always the best look. It looks like he is a Californian visiting Charleston.
It looks a little too casual to go see Miss Pat, I have to say.
So they ask, you know, he's like, can I have a vodka
martini? He brought pretty flowers.
From like Publix or something.
What would you bring if you were going to see Miss Pat?
Tiffany jewelry. I'd bring something that she'd remember and she would talk about on Instagram because she would shade me otherwise. So he shows up and they're like, Michael the butler says, "What do you like to drink?" He's like, "Vodka martini."
Before we say this, I just want to say, sit down, everyone, because this is where Poodle was read for filth.
I was attacked. I'm still stinging from it. Michael said, "Vodka, we don't do that in this house." why would you want to have a, why would you want to drink something that's just rolled around the filth in the dirt?
A potato that's rolled around in the filth and the dirt.
You know what?
Well, you can drink gin that are botanicals and they're good for you.
I've eaten a lot of potatoes in my time, so I'm fine with rolling around the dirt. You know, roll me in dirt and see where the wet spot is. That's all I've got to say.
Wow. You know what? That made me sick to my stomach. And I've been wiping my father's ass this week. So the fact that that is what made me sick. Wow.
Give me vodka or give me death. I like gin, but vodka's just cleaner to me.
I prefer gin.
And most vodka's not made from potatoes.
No, I think actually this, where is it? I don't even, oh, it's over there. I think this Saint King's Vodka, and I know Tito's is made from corn.
Yeah, that's where a lot of it is.
But gin does fit my body's constitution better.
Oh, give me vodka or give me death. Give me vodka or give me dick or both.
Well, I only like gin because when I met you and we were roommates, that's all you drank was gin.
I drank. And then I think I just got to a point where...
Gin is very strong.
It's very strong. And my body didn't handle it as well. And the clearer the liquor, the better you are. But there was something about gin that, I don't know, it just stopped. My body kind of went, nope, don't do this anymore.
You woke up and there was like five men over you and something seeping out your ass. And you went, I think this is not healthy.
No, that would have been the sign to keep going. Anyway. So they're having martini. He's anyway, Michael says, you're going to have a gin martini. Michael gets really interesting here. So they basically tell him that Austin and Madison aren't very long. Pringle, you need to get with Madison.
Yes. But by the way, Patricia is so rich that her house used to be the public library. I did not know that.
Yeah, and they talk about some old
shit.
They
talk about his house and his old shit. But yes, they basically, she says, Patricia says, are you looking for someone? And Wendy's
yeah,
like,
are you looking for someone?
And she's like, what do you think of Madison? And she says, yeah, he's not with Austin for long. She wants a career. And this is true about Madison. Madison is a go-getter. She's a hard worker. And she says, I use this word a lot. She was like, Austin is so lackadaisical.
I don't think that's, how is that spelled? I need to know. I think you're saying that wrong.
Lackadaisical, or is it lackadaisical?
It is lackadaisical. You're right.
Yeah, lackadaisical.
For a minute, I thought it was lackadaisical.
What? Lackadaisical. What does it mean, Poodle?
Lackadaisical. It means lacking enthusiasm and determination, carelessly lazy, which is exactly what Austin is.
That is exactly what Austin is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Austin.
Lackadaisical. Yep.
So, as well. And then Patricia shades him. She's like, I mean, really, he's in three stores. He's not a Budweiser.
I think also this is much more of a plot point. The producers are trying to get they're trying to create competition here.
Question for you. I agree with that. Do you think Austin and Madison are actually together, or do you think it's just for the show?
I think they are conveniently in a relationship.
I think it's 100% fake. I don't think they're together at all.
But I think that's what I basically said. They're conveniently together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's where John talks about. He does crude oil, natural gas, and all that kind of stuff. And so basically, I mean, that's kind of the
move on to the Food and Wine Festival.
The Food and Wine Festival. Craig is setting up, helping them. He shows up. Madison's there. They're working the beer. Catherine shows up.
6.1 triple IPA. 6.1. Hold on.
I think his beer sounds good. I do want to try it, to be honest.
It sounds sweet to me.
Austin, send it to us. Send us your beer. We're not going to pay it for it, but send us to it. We have our 90 Day Gays website in the show notes. And Madison's working her ass off serving the beer.
Yeah,
Catherine,
she's on the hustle.
She's on the hustle. Catherine shows up. Catherine doesn't drink beer, but then she pulls a Poodle Poudreau of, oh, beer? I'm not familiar.
Mad respect. The way she downed it.
She just downed that motherfucking beer. And y'all, she didn't, you know how like when I down something, and Poodle does this too. I've seen him. When we down something, we make a face at the end. Mm-hmm. Catherine didn't even move.
No, didn't flinch.
Didn't. I mean, y'all, that is an alcoholic who can just go water to mama's milk.
She's got problems. So John Pringle shows up. He's dressed in his normal denim armor.
He is.
And he's like, hey, Madison, because he's been brainwashed by Pat. And Catherine's what are you doing? We just made out. And Madison's talking to John Pringle, and she's like, I like your jean jacket. Doesn't look girly on you at all. I'm like, okay, I guess that's where we're going.
In fact, it looks pretty good. I mean, you are so Madison, it's beyond.
Maybe that's why I really don't trust her, because I don't trust
you at all. I don't trust you at all. If I'm looking at a guy at a Fiesta Candida and he's the one cute guy there, I know you're going to shiv me in the back for him.
Yep. Fair. It's competition of the animal kingdom. Dear Margaret Sessions, I regret to inform you that I have taken your son as a lover. And that he was delivering me groceries for the last time today. I know your husband is away fighting the Yankee hordes, but I would like to tell you that we are fine, and he is the love of my life. Prayers up for your husband, and I wish you luck with your upcoming birth. Sincerely, Poodle Boudreaux, Esquire. Y'all, I'm still drawing on my paper.
Hey, really, I'm really impressed by the commitment. It's just, I love doing this fucking podcast. We're so fucking stupid. I love it.
If you ever watch Ken Burns' Civil War, when people read the letters, it's the most compelling thing you've ever seen.
It is beautiful. Y'all, that makes me sob.
Oh, I
really feel connected to Civil War stuff, because not to be political, but just it's where we are in this country, and people are scared about that right now. Well, so it's really...
I kind of think we're like 1920s, 1930s Germany right now.
I feel like we're more of that, yeah.
Not to be scary, but...
I would Google the word coup and see what that means. That might be...
C-O-U-P.
C-O-U-P. Just see what that means and see if that... See if that hits with anything you see going on right now.
Anyway, not to get political, but Madison and Pringle.
If someone tries to overthrow America, that's not political, because something I'm excited to do, to be honest, I'm excited to wear a flag shirt, to fly a flag, to be patriotic as fuck, and that's not associated with a political party. It's just associated with America.
I agree with you.
That's all I want to say about that.
So did you think that when Pringle and Madison were talking, there was big time sparks?
They're going to fuck,
y'all.
They're going to fuck, y'all.
And she sees promise in him, and he sees promise in her. Because they're the same.
Because you were right.
Pat knew.
This is why you hate her, and this is why I respect her.
I don't hate her. I don't hate her.
Or not I trust, don't trust her.
I think she's out for herself, and she's not out to find a relationship. She's out for herself.
But I think why I like her is because, especially for, I mean, the only thing that can make me love her more if she was like a Black or Native American woman in the South trying to like work her way up. But she's a woman in the South.
Then she'd be very different.
She would, but I mean, I'm just saying, I feel like she's the underdog. And for me,
but
she used to be, and she still was the underdog. Think about it. She was a fucking hairstylist. And I don't mean to denigrate hairstylists, but what I mean from that is a lot of people poo-poo that it's like, oh, you're just a little hairbrush. She has built this up, built her own salon. Started from just doing hair, now built her own salon. And now on top of that, like Madison in 5 years is going to come out with her own fucking hair care line.
That is astonishing
to me. And she is moving her way up because she's going to see Austin and then she's going to see John Pringle and she's going to take that step up. And that's exactly what Poodle Boudreaux would have done.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying from a storytelling perspective, they're not wanting us to see her in a good light.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, glad we can agree. Anyway, so Madison confronts Shep and he kind of says, I'm sorry for that happening. And she's like, I want a better apology. That was the exact word.
Look me in the eye when you talk, which is true. If you're going to apologize to someone, look him in the eye. And she is, this is why I think Shep wants to fuck her. Because at that one point where she said, Shep, stop shaking. I'm not coming for you. That is, Shep gets so...
Well, she's terrifying.
But nobody... It's because Shep is... He's aristocracy, but he's also, quote-unquote, not attractive, like normal attractive. And he's not... He's weird with women. And
he doesn't have the upper hand.
And she is so beautiful. She is. I mean, she is like... She could be a Hollywood. She is that beautiful. And so, his girlfriend Taylor is pretty, but Madison's an upper tier, so he doesn't... He literally is shaking as he talks to her.
I feel like he does consider himself to her an adversary. And I feel like the thing about, I know you've talked about this, Shep is very emotional, but he doesn't let you show it.
I've said that,
so yes. When he's serious about something, he will get emotional.
Yeah.
And the other way, Madison, because she's where she is as a woman, she's kept her emotions in check.
It's almost too late for Shep to show his emotions by then.
Yeah. But it's, I think for late. Her, I worry about what's going to happen to her, Madison, even if she gets John Pringle, if she gets the husband of her dreams, because she's not going to be with Austin, you guys. And I worry about for her, is she going to be the 38-year-old woman drinking 8 martinis and falling asleep?
Madison wants to be Miss Pat.
Yeah, she does.
That's what she wants to be. And that's what Miss Pat is. She is someone who is gone through husbands and is drinking martini. That's what Madison wants.
Yeah. Anyway,
go through line by line of their Shep and Madison's fight, but y'all, as Austin kept yelling, it's exhausting and nobody wants to see it. This part was laborious to me.
I find Austin so ridiculous.
He's trying
to protect Madison, but trust me, you don't need to protect her. He's fine.
He's as dumb as a lump of clay in the Grand Canyon. I mean, you know what I mean?
I really know what that means.
He's just stupid.
That I know what that means.
I'm drunk.
I know you are. We need to end this.
I'm drunk.
All right, that's the show, y'all.
No, is it? No, don't go away. I love you.
That's the show.
Y'all, I wish I was with Poodle right now because I'm a little tipsy and I like to touch him. I like to hug him and rub his arm.
I'm so happy I'm not with you right now.
Because he doesn't get enough touch and he flinches at it and I want to help him of it.
Y'all, you can go to 90daygays.com to find all of the info. You can find our 90 Day Gays podcast. You can find... our Patreon, which we are in Love After Lockup right now. We're doing
Plathville. We're doing Plathville.
Yes, just announced today, we are doing Welcome to Plathville season two at our $5 tier. We're going to talk about Hot Micah Plath, who never puts a shirt on.
Moriah.
And y'all, you can come at us on Cameo. I'm at Jake It or Fake It, and she's at The Matt Marr, 2 T's, 2 R's.
I sure am. And I just want to say, Madison also reminds me of you because you would make someone apologize to you, and then after they apologize, you would say, well, are you going to buy a hat?
That was good.
That was good. You would totally do that.
She's like 3 steps beyond what I would do, though. I'll be honest.
That's true. She is extra. Yeah. Now, do you have, because we talk about the segment that we used to do for Sweet Tea, but I have a quote unquotable. Do you?
No, but that's fine. I'll come up with one.
Okay. So here we go, y'all. Strong tea.
Strong tea.
Give me strong tea.
Quote and quotables.
Okay. My quote and quotable is when Miss Pat was talking to John Pringle and Whitney, and she just said, Madison deserves Budweiser. I guffawed. Guffawed.
It was funny.
What about you, Poodle? You have a quote quotable?
My favorite one was the crazy Madison like brainwashing of Austin, when she's like, this is testing us to see how strong we are.
Oh God. You know what? We also forgot.
She's gonna drop him so quick.
Oh, quick.
When she gets to her next level.
You know what also we missed? You know what? We're going to do really quickly. We're just going to do a very quick sweet tea theater of John and Catherine talking about John's business and what he does for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, abbreviated version. John. So, hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good.
I liked tongue swapping with you last night.
It's great. It was great. Can I tell you about my jacket? Can I tell you about my job? It's so cool.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work in crude oil and natural gas. I sell stuff.
I love natural resources.
It's true, Kevin. I mean, you got naturals in your tits, right?
No, they're fake.
I thought so. I got a hair on my
chest. See this dress right here? It's kind of like a magenta sheer fabric.
It sure is, Kathy.
Not from Gwen's.
Gwen's friends don't know it. So I do. I do trading. Like
trading.
Yeah.
Like
you know,
the stock market.
No, it's oil and natural gas. It's
I know you've already said that.
So it's. Yeah, and it's not.
Yeah, we've already run out of things to say.
It's not the stock market.
No, that is trading.
It's not the stock market.
What do you mean?
Show me your tits.
And scene. That was ridiculous.
Catherine just go that edit where they just showed her going stock.
Yeah, she didn't get it.
She didn't get it.
But it is the stock market.
It is.
He just, in a way, it's commodities.
It's commodities.
Yeah, it's commodities. It's not really the stock market.
But yeah.
That's the show, y'all.
Y'all, that's the show.
We sign off the show.
We kind of do this already in our theme song. We really enjoy it. Thank y'all again for listening. Lastly, we just want to say, y'all, this is still, I know this is an old show, but for a lot of you new listeners that have jumped on from 90 Day Gays, this is a newer podcast. So if you share this on your social media,
Please. Share
it, tag the cast members from Southern Charm. That's a big deal for us. If you could do that, we would really, really, really appreciate it to help. Because I know you think we already have established shows, but honestly, this is like starting a new show for us.
Yeah.
So if you could share it, we would really appreciate it. If you could leave an Apple Podcast review.
Oh, please.
Even if you leave 5 stars. If you leave 5 stars and if you don't know what to put, as Poodle always says, all you got to say is...
Keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. Leave us 5 stars and we appreciate it so, 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 so very, very much. And our sign-off is for this Poodle. I think we do it in the sign-off. So what do you want the sign-off to be for tonight? I'm drunk. I don't care. Yeah, suck it.
Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Poodle and to Matt. And they would like to thank you folks for listening to their chat.
You're all invited back next week, but please, before we're through, just mosey down to iTunes and leave us a review.
Poodle, you and reviews, you're shameless.
That's what they call me in college.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy.
I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.